For much of Tulsa's history, business owners constructed their buildings facing away from the Arkansas River, something locals considered a polluted eyesore. But State Impact's Logan Layden says Tulsa is now turning toward its most prominent physical feature.
When I visited parks along the Arkansas River in Tulsa this time last year, the joggers, bicyclists, disc golfers, and dog walkers liked being near the river, but not in it.
No, I mean, I'd be kind of scared to go into the river.
Yeah, considering there's a treatment plant right over there, I wouldn't go swimming in the river.
Local leaders faced a tall task to change people's minds about the Arkansas River. A year later, it appears they've made some progress. Thousands of spectators line the Arkansas River to cheer eclectic homemade skiffs in the annual Great Raft Race on Labor Day. The race is annual again after not being held for 20 years because the river wasn't considered safe to be in. Jennifer Prophet and her daughter are waiting for the Yacht of Fun to cross the finish line.
They've improved it and made it a lot fuller. My husband used to come and watch the raft race as a kid, so he was really excited to bring them out. Yeah. To watch it again, and they're excited about the revitalization of the river and the new park they're building.
The new park is called a Gathering Place for Tulsa. It's a massive green space being constructed along Riverside Drive with ponds, wetlands, a giant reading tree and playground, and of course, businesses like restaurants and a lodge. It's the vision of George Kaiser, one of the richest people in the world, founder of the George Kaiser Family Foundation and a native Tulsan.
He wanted a central gathering place for Tulsans, you know, as he traveled around the world and he saw great cities have great parks and they have great central parks.
Jeff Stava is a Gathering Place's executive director.
And so, Tulsa has a great park system, but it's fairly spread out. And we have never, in his mind, really taken the Arkansas River and embraced it.
Kaiser's foundation donated $200 million of the $350 million cost of the project's construction. Donations and public funds provide the rest. Stava expects phase one of construction to be complete by the end of next year if Tulsa has a dry winter. Crews pull sand and soil from the river bottom to use in the construction, but it's hard to get it when the river is full of water.
Basically, you can see all of the material we've excavated out of the center of the site for the pond, for Mist Mountain, to build the walkout basement area for the Williams Lodge. We have all of our wetland gardens being built here on the far north end of the site. So, basically, almost every major feature of the park has started construction.
Over Stava's shoulder, giant concrete tubes lay exposed. Eventually, Riverside Drive will run through the tubes under the park, turning the green space into a land bridge.
And even the land bridges have these large berms on both sides, so that when you're walking across those bridges, you won't see or hear the road.
Stava says the park is a sign of changing attitudes toward the Arkansas River, which he says is often misunderstood. It's a prairie river, so it evacuates water in times of heavy rain, and is usually pretty dry otherwise.
And so it was never really looked at as a natural beauty, and a lot of our development looked away from it, and the backs of the developments were to the river. And that mindset has really shifted or changed over the last 5 or 6 years.
There used to be good reason for people to shy away from the waters of the Arkansas River. Backup from stormwater drainage and wastewater treatment systems caused untreated water to flow into the river. Abandoned well sites and a tank farm leached pollution into the Arkansas. That's all been cleaned up for the most part. The EPA still officially warns that the waters of the Arkansas through Tulsa aren't safe to ingest, unlike most other recreational waters in Oklahoma. The process is underway to change that, but it takes a while. Back at the Great Raft Race, no one seems to care about EPA guidelines. Dana Burks is all smiles as she disembarks from Flotilla the Fun, Viking helmet propped on her head.
It was fun. It was fun. We hit a sandbar and we had to walk just a little bit. And we've even got beer cup holders and we have a cooler in the middle.
They're happy to be enjoying the Arkansas in this new, old way. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Pork Council, committed to ethical animal agriculture and safeguarding Oklahoma's natural resources.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations across Oklahoma. We have a link to the reporting project on our website, kgou.org. You can also follow them on social media. They tweet at State Impact OK, at Logan Layden, and at Joe Wirtz.